The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks on an Open Line Thursday. We're happy right now to be joined in studio by Jim Van Stone, President of Business Operations and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Look, he came bearing gifts.
It's very nice.
By the way, it's the holidays.
This is what all guests should do. You know, like you go to someone's house and you bring wine. You come to see the Junks, you bring some gear.
So this is a Wizards hoodie in... I have a hard time keeping up with all the alternate uniforms.
Is the city?
That is the new city edition district city edition. Uniforms.
District uniforms. Yes.
Thank you.
I believe they were.
They look great.
They were wearing those when Cakes, the good luck charm, Cakes, the non-curse guy, Cakes, the non-jinx guy, was lucky enough to be in the Hennessy Lofts last week as the Wizards beat the Nuggets to get their third win of the season.
How is that possible?
It's
always possible. Anything can happen.
NBA, anything
can happen any night.
Yeah.
But Jim,
this is nice, sweet. Thank
Jim, thank you again for the Hennessy Lofts treatment. I felt like a diva. I felt very pampered. Anybody that ever gets the opportunity to go to the Hennessy Lofts,
it's the best ever.
Say yes immediately. That mm-hmm. is my sage life advice to you.
It should be anywhere in the building. Yep. Say yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Cakes. So they didn't like it. I said. I feel like when you say Hennessy Lofts, it makes it seem like it's up high. Yeah. It should be Hennessy, incredible seats.
Why do they call
very
them the
low,
lofts?
Right under the basket?
That's very wordy. That's so many words.
Like you
sounds
know
what cool. I mean? Sounds okay. Premium.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really nice. I mean,
They should be called the Super Suites.
Oh, I like that.
The Hennessy Super Suites.
I love how
suites.
We're trying to rebrand something they've already branded correctly.
I mean,
that's fine.
Well, we love our partnership with Hennessy. They're a great partner on it.
Oh, yeah.
I tried the Hennessy Signature Cocktail. Delicious. The Hennessy Berry Mojito. I'm a mojito guy.
He's becoming kind of a tutti frutti guy lately.
I am.
Your transfusions.
This is true.
And your Berry Mojito.
It's called evolution, EB.
Yeah.
I'm evolving.
Hey, I had an 8% beer the other day. I like
you
it.
Did, yes.
All right, so Jim's here because of the renovations. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a final vote coming next week on the arena renovations at Capital One. Tell us where we are with that. What are we going to see in the next few months, years, when this vote comes through? What can fans expect?
Well, things have been exciting for us. And, you know, thanks to the mayor and the council and everyone for their support, we're really excited. We're, you know, going to build a new Capital One Arena, and everything we're looking at is all about the fan experience and the transformation. I mean, every single aspect of the building is going to be completely transformed from that standpoint. And, you know, it's going to be a 3-year process for us. You know, the final vote will be next week. And, you know, we're looking to so-called break ground this summer, and that'll be the first phase. Everything we do first phase will be all about the event level and the technology centers from there, and then we're going to work our way up. But at the end of the project, I mean, everything will be completely brand new and something that the city and the community will be really proud of.
So what, as a fan, what will we notice?
I think you're going to notice everything from the exterior to the interior. I mean, if you look,
what are
right
you going to do exterior? Let's start there. What are you going to see exterior?
We're going to transform the entire exterior. It's not going to look anything like what we have now. We're going to be looking at new entrances into the building. We're expanding the footprint, looking at a lot of different aspects.
How
of
can you do that? How can you expand the footprint?
You know,
taking some of the retail space that's nearby.
I think that's one of the opportunities that we have, and we're excited about that partnership. And thanks to the city for, you know, really the thought process of going into that. I think, you know, with us expanding into a portion of the gallery place, it allows us to really do transformational things in the building. So that's opening up the door for us to do a lot of great new things.
Like that little courtyard area?
That's the Grand Pavilion.
You're going to take over that.
So we will be moving in. We're moving a lot of back of house spots to the old Bed Bath & Beyond, which was on the basement level of Gallery Place.
Okay.
And that's really opening up a lot of the footprint on the event floor. But I think as we move forward, every level of the building is going to look completely new and different. I'll give you a perspective, you know, in some of the areas. Right now, we've got about six or so clubs and lounges. I think in the transformation, we're going to finish at about 16 to 18. Mm-hmm. So a lot more social spaces for every fan. I think our approach is we want every fan coming into the building, all 20,000, to feel like a premium seat holder and have destinations in congregation areas, but also at the same point in time, see an incredible event inside the bowl. And, you know, as you guys know, we have one of the busiest buildings in the country. And, you know, for us, it's great. We've got four main tenants in the Caps, the Wizards, Georgetown University, and really the Mystics. So I think we've got a unique opportunity here.
What about bars and restaurants?
Bars and restaurants.
I mean, you got to expand on that too, right?
Yeah, I think we're looking at a lot of different things. I mean, that's where these clubs and lounges and destination spots inside the arena are really going to be important for the fans. And I think also, you know, the mayor has an incredible vision along with the council of really connecting the National Mall through the convention center and revitalizing downtown D.C. And, you know, I think in our community, we're going to see a lot more transformation in terms of new restaurants, bars, experiences, really revitalizing that community. I mean, it's iconic real estate. And I think it's something that really needs to be best in class.
What about inside seating? What, like, are the Hennessy lofts, is that a long-term thing, or is that just in the meantime an interim thing, or is it?
No, I think that's a long-term process for us. You know what? We had a lot of tremendous success. I mean, it's only the second year of the Hennessy loss. We've actually added the Michelob Ultra lounge seats on the opposite side of the court, which is fantastic.
Very good. Right, what's the difference? Can we compare and contrast?
You know, I think Hennessy is the premier level. It's the notch
above. So like Drabby, he could go to the Michelob Ultra. The Junks, we go to the Hennessy.
Well, I mean, you guys are my secret shopper, so I put you guys in all the best. So
Thank you.
You guys can give me good feedback and share the story,
we'll
which
him
is
the
incredible.
Ultra seats.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm reading here. Ask about the vault suites.
Yeah. So
talk about the vault suites.
So one of the first aspects next summer that we're doing with the event floor is really transforming a couple different spaces. One is a technology piece. You know, really, that's going to be the ground floor of what we can do the next 3 years in terms of revitalizing the building.
Mm-hmm.
The second part is really the athlete space. We're really going to redo all of our back of house athlete spaces. As you guys know, you know, we want to put a lot of money into the athlete experience and making sure that that's best in class. And that will help us, you know, maintain the great athletes that we have and also recruit new ones. The second, third part is really redoing our VIP club. So we announced a partnership with United Airlines to present the United Globe Club and Lounge, which is going to be a new transformational 24,000 square foot space for about 1,000 of our VIP guests. And the final piece of this is our brand new vault suites, which we're going to have seven different types of suites in the building as we move forward. And our event level suites are going to be known as the vault suites. There's 10 unique locations. They fit 20 people per night. It is a street-to-seat experience in terms of everything being first class, and it'll be an all-inclusive experience. So we're really excited about, you know, as this process begins, we're going to go on sale next month in January with them, and I think it is going to be the most premier sports venue experience you could have at any arena in the country.
What are there? Okay, wow. I'm just trying to think of, like, will we notice anything else different inside, like sight lines, that kind of thing? Will it look different?
Yeah, everything's going to look different. I mean, we're
inside.
Every aspect and every level of the building is going to be impacted by some degree, and we're looking at and studying a lot of that right now. I mean, you know, certainly we will have brand new seats, you know, scoreboard, the LED experience
that's all gonna be
is all going to be transformed over the next couple of years.
Is it going to be like massive seatings. Or?
I don't know.
NBA arenas doing that like they are in football stadiums, you know, where they have these massive things.
So I think some of us seen the new Halo at Intuit Dome is one experience. I think some of them have been oversized. You know, we haven't really committed on design or anything from that standpoint. Yeah. I think if you go down to our building, I mean, it pretty much is immersive inside the building, but also the focus is on the event that's happening inside the building, so the court and the ice. So, I mean, I don't want to take away from, you know, the experience of coming and watching these games. And, you know, I think we're going to do it tastefully and do it the right way, but it will be new and different.
So when does it start? And then when do you anticipate the completion?
So we are going to begin this summer. We're going to be closing the building after long playoff runs the next three summers. So we're really hopeful that everything is fully completed by the 27-28 season. I'm sure some of the work with us expanding will be behind walls, you know, so we'll be doing kind of year-round construction, but the bulk of it will happen in the summer months. And hopefully this summer it's June. The way the Cats are playing right now, I mean,
I know,
looks like it could be an incredible run for us. So, but yeah, we're going to do the bulk of the work in the summer months.
So bulk of the work in the summer months, and then obviously open up again for the team sports
for the team fall. Sports in the fall. And hopefully then, condense a lot of our concerts to, you know, basically the September through, you know, kind of June timeframe.
So obviously the fans will notice what's going on inside. It's funny that you mentioned that, because when I went down to the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game, Vanderbilt is redoing their stadium, and
it looks awful.
Well, it looks awful because they're trying to complete it, but half of the stadium is completely closed with renovations and cranes and everything. Now the other half, they just put this huge jumbotron in there. It looks great, but it's just weird to go into a game to have half of it closed.
Like half done.
And it's half done. That's basically what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to spend the next couple of years really just educating and keeping the community up to speed and our fans in terms of the transformation. I mean, you know, certainly we're going to ask people to be patient with us, you know, as we kind of go through this. But, you know, I think what's been great already, if you look over the next 3 years, we already announced the NCAA Frozen Four coming to D.C. Also announced the Women's Elite Eight coming to D.C. and the NCAA. And I think we're really positioning ourselves for major national and global events to come back to D.C. in really broad way moving forward. So
you said incredible ability to recall all the stuff you got going on. Right?
I don't know about that. I'm passionate about what we do. I'm passionate about having great fan experiences.
Like, you're just ripping this off. You're not reading anything. You're just ripping this off the top of your head. I'm pretty impressed.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
He doesn't smoke weed.
How are we getting on this topic?
When's the next ACC tournament?
You know, hopefully, probably before 2030. I don't know the exact dates. I mean,
you
guys know we're committed to college basketball. I mean, ideally for us, every year we would host some type of college tournament. And then, you know, being the home facility for Georgetown University in the 18 games, and I love what Coach is doing there, and that team is going to get better and better. I think this is a basketball hot market, and, you know, I think, you know.
Are you there at most of these events?
Or? I am. And if you guys get a chance tonight, I don't know if you guys know this. I know it's a big football weekend with Army-Navy, but we're hosting the Capital Hockey Classic tonight, which is a military hockey doubleheader. Army versus Navy's club team is the matinee game, and then the evening game is Division I Army versus Penn State. And we got a great program. I want to thank Google. Google for Government's our presenting partner, and we've got a lot of really great support for the program and event.
And are we still selling tickets for that? We are.
I think right now we're over 10,000. We expected to do about 12, so we feel really good about the numbers. And it's our first time ever doing the event, and hopefully we can make this an annual one. The military is so important, as you guys know, in this community.
Absolutely,
yeah, of course.
That's funny that you talked about the athlete experience, because I wasn't told by you, but I was told by somebody that NBA free agents, I mean, obviously they choose their teams because of money, but they also like the fat ass locker rooms.
They like to be pampered.
They do. They want enhanced locker rooms.
Jokes like to be pampered too.
And they're going
to
put a lot of money into that.
That's why we put you guys in the Hennessy Lofts.
I mean, and they're going to put a lot of money into that to try and attract some of these players. Look what you got.
I think I'm a Hennessy Loft regular. I was there last Friday. We're coming out the night before our holiday show at MGM National Harbor.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop top every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm a fixture in the Hennessy Lounge.
Well, I already forget. What am I doing? I'm doing the hockey. So I'm going to go down Caesar's Lounge guy.
Well, of course.
Caesar's Lounge guy, too. Love
Caesar's
that.
Caesar's Lounge, well, great pregame.
Wait till next year when you guys come out. I mean, you're going to see everything on the event floor completely transformed, and we'll have you guys check out a couple of those different experiences.
Do we still have to be sheepish every time we reach out to you? We feel bad. We're like, hey, sorry to hit you up for this, but yeah. I need .. number
Not
of tickets
I
for.
Need... Would you happen to
have? Yeah, I would love to have this one taste.
You know what? I tell everyone what's great about you guys is all four of you have different taste.
Yeah.
JP hits me up all the time for concerts. Shocker. And you know what? He loves the music scene, so he'll give me really good feedback on a good show and a bad show.
Sleep. Yeah.
Cakes comes to a lot of the hockey games. Mm-hmm. You know, other guys come to basketball games. So I think we've got, you know, everyone kind of covered on that front.
Very good. Well, Jim, thank you again for coming in. Thank you for bearing Wizards hoodie gifts
thank
for
you.
Us
Everybody
during
get
the
yours.
Holiday season. It's Jim Van Stone, President of Business Operations.
JBS.
And Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Lots of exciting things happening in your world. Thanks for sharing the plans for the renovations and everything down at Capital One Arena with the Junks. It's
thank you, Jim. Thanks,
guys.
Thanks so much.
All right,
happy
guys.
Holidays.
There's a chill in the air as that cold Washington winter is creeping in. Make sure your residential or commercial heating system's ready to keep you warm and cozy all season long by calling the five-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf five-star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. For peace of mind all season long, do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.